This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Saturday. It's Thursday morning. It feels like a Saturday because it's just so enjoyable hanging out with our friends from Class Financial. Today is the day. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Class Financial online, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Joining us this morning are our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today on this Thursday morning? How you doing, CJ?
Doing very well. Yeah, we're aware of the day. I hope you are as well.
I know. I look up. I thought, wait, why did I just say Saturday? Oh, goodness. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I think it's kind of a bad hair day, a lot of wind. So I'm just curious, how did your hair fare this morning, Sean?
It was as streamlined as always. Yes. Oh, it's what a night it was. Holy moly, it was gusty for sure. And we've got a really important conversation this week, which is, I think, kind of like the biggest, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, probably the biggest question you guys get is the when can I retire? And we're going to break that stuff down this morning and kind of understanding all the ins and outs of that. A couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Their website, as I mentioned, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. The other thing, great opportunity if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals. Love to get you on the air this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Cool thing we do as well is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. The folks from Kloss Financial have provided another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to REI Co-op. Little tip to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Listen closely to the program. Both the question and answer come up during the show. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that $25 gift card. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice discussion about required minimum distributions and why you need to get them out and when you need to get them out. And the question actually was, what is the penalty on the RMD amount if you should neglect to distribute it and pay taxes on it in a given year? Is it 10% or 50%? The correct answer was 50%. We had a lot of callers call in last week, a lot of right answers, but the person who called with the right answer first was Rick from DeForest, Wisconsin. So congratulations to him for being on the ball right away. And listen carefully today to today's question.
And we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about the big question a lot of people wonder is, which is, when can I retire? So if we're considering a pre-65 retirement, what do we need to be aware of, CJ?
Yeah, this is an important topic because it comes up all the time. You mentioned it, Sean. You know, people want to meet with a retirement planner to find out, when can I retire? Or said another way, sometimes people say it a little differently, have I saved enough to retire? Truth be told, Malia will attest to this, retirement is a lot more than just financial. It's emotional, it's mental, it's physical in nature. So there's a lot that needs to be considered, but you know, there's some simple kind of questions or things you need to think about. Number one, have you saved enough? So there's the financial component. Number two, could you keep working for as long as you'd like? Because that's another question people have to ask. Sometimes they're coming in and saying, when can I retire? And often we say, well, when might you get downsized? More about that in a moment. And then, you know, another question is, are you concerned about healthcare costs? So said another way, do you have kind of gap coverage if you decide to retire before age 65? So while many of us carefully plan out when we'll stop working, sometimes our best expectations don't always match up with reality. Matter of fact, there was a Gallup poll done in 2021 with the economy and personal finance, and it found a 2-year gap between the average age people plan to retire as compared to when they actually did retire. And this gap has been consistent since 2002. Working respondents planned to keep working longer than they actually did stay in the workforce. So among the respondents to Gallup's 2021 survey, the average retirement age was 62, whereas the age that they wanted to retire was 64. Now, Gallup says it's unclear as to why the, you know, Americans are retiring earlier than they actually say that they want to. But often what is cited is just job loss, downsize, health challenges, market conditions, a bad boss, so on and so forth. So just be prepared that it might not be your choice of when to retire. It might be something that's forced upon you.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you right now. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. So as we're kind of weighing this and thinking about some of the considerations, what are some of those things you should be asking yourself?
Yeah, so you should be asking yourself a few questions. So what do you mean by, you know, early retirement? Because people say, I want to retire early. Well, what do you mean by that? Is it an age or a date you have in mind, or you just want to cut back and do something less stressful? Because those have large implications. As a matter of fact, if I could kind of give you a general statement of wisdom for people who want to retire early, it would be flexible. Be flexible. If you want to retire earlier than the average American, which the average American retires right around 65, if you want to retire earlier than the average American, you're going to have to be flexible in either finding part-time work or maybe finding a job that gives you health insurance or maybe not spending as much in early retirement, so on and so forth. But many people tell us they wanted to retire yesterday, of course. And of course, others say they want to keep working for as long as they possibly can. Among current retirees, 43% said they had to retire earlier than they had hoped. Again, typically due to health issues, job loss, downsizing, all the things we talked about before. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, the average length of retirement is 18 years. So you've got to figure out, you know, hey, what happens if I were to get downsized a little earlier than I had anticipated? Am I financially prepared for that? Another question you should ask yourself is, have you taken a close look at your finances and looked at your debt, your assets, your retirement investments, and how you will generate income as you go into retirement? The reality is, and we talk about this a lot on this show, we want you to carry as little debt into retirement as possible. Listen, debt steals your income, and income is your wealth creation tool or your retirement stability tool. And therefore, if you have too much debt, it will steal too much of your retirement income. So you're going to have to assess how much debt you have. And most financial planners recommend that you consider looking at about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income as what you should target in retirement to maintain the same lifestyle. However, Malia and I laugh at this. We kind of hate these rules of thumb. We give them to you because ultimately many of you will never meet with us or a financial planner. So I'm trying to give you something to assess, but I hate these rules of thumb, because they are wrong so often. So be cautious with those numbers. It could be higher. It could be way higher for you. It could be way lower for you. It depends upon your particular circumstances. But you're going to need some dollar amount to generate an income in order to live a similar lifestyle. And then finally, the last question for you to consider is, what will your income sources be as you head into retirement if you're not yet eligible for Social Security? So will it be spousal income, part-time working income? Will you turn on a pension early? Do you have enough in savings? Are you eligible to draw from a retirement account? So the key here is, if you're going to retire early, you have to ask yourself some questions. You have to be flexible. And finally, we would argue you should probably meet with professionals to help you make sure that you've kind of covered all your bases.
And for that first point, you better talk to your spouse as well.
Good
That's
point, Sean.
A good idea.
You know, that wasn't on my sheet. I didn't read that one, Sean.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about CJ and Malia and the whole team at Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. When you're on the website, scroll down. You can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available for you right at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. And, of course, if you want to get on the air, we'd love to hear from you at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. on. We'll talk about having your savings in place. How much can you pull? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, the number 442-5637. To get on the air with your great question, love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning with Malia and CJ about when can I retire, which is a big question with a lot of things to be considering. And I think one of the bigger areas that people think about is, so we've got that savings in place, retirement savings in place. Question then becomes, how can we pull out for the income over time and not run out of money, Malia?
Yeah, so his biggest question, and, yeah. I know for a fact that Sean's going to go home today and his spouse is going to say there will be no early retirement, because I know that's what my spouse says when I go home. I tell him the same thing, no early retirement. But truly, this is the biggest worry for most of us. You know, none of us knows how long we have left on this earth, and so we want to make sure that we have income running available to us for as long as we live. So it really is a critical question that people ask us. And so back to assumptions, you know, we have to be careful with assumptions. As CJ said, we don't care for these assumptions because what's right for your situation is definitely probably not going to be right for your brother's situation, your neighbor's situation. So, but we like to give you some numbers so you can kind of understand kind of the ranges. And so, again, let's assume in this case that you're going to need somewhere around 80%, let's say, of your pre-retirement income. So for some people, as CJ mentioned, it could be 100% or even more. But for sake of this exercise, let's say about 80%. So let's say you currently live on about $75,000 per year. So if you're going to need 80% of that in retirement, let's say $60,000, then assuming you have no other sources, current sources of income, meaning no spousal income, no part-time income, et cetera, no turned-on pensions, your portfolio size would need to be over $1 million to sustain what we would consider a 4 to 5% pull of $60,000 per year. So again, I'm talking about you have nothing else available to turn on. That's probably what you'd be looking at in order to be able to pull that $60,000 a year so that it never runs out, so that you can enjoy that longer retirement and hopefully living, you know, hopefully well into your 90s. But once you start adding in your eventual Social Security benefit, so, you know, and we'll talk about those numbers in a minute, or spousal income or part-time work income, you don't need a portfolio that large to draw from. Again, these are just some guide points for you to understand that if you're going to turn on income sooner in life, you have to have a plan. A lot of variables for everybody. So, you know, what is your remaining debt level? That really can upset an early retirement plan if you are carrying too much debt. What are your actual goals in retirement? Are you going to stay put, or are you planning to, you know, go from coast to coast traveling, or eventually international travel? Are you still helping your children in college? We do have a lot of retirees who are paying the debts of their own children who went to college. So those variables could be affecting what your income pull is going to be. Also, longevity questions. Your family maybe lives well into their 90s generally. So we got to make sure we have enough to be able to draw off for a possible long retirement. So lots of things to consider. That's why you do need to sit down with someone who can lay it all out for you.
And if these are things that have been on your mind, mind, or if, let's say this morning's the first time you thought about this stuff and going, oh my goodness, today's the day to pick up the phone, give them a call at Kloss Financial. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial conversation, that first appointment is complimentary to you. No charge, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So Malia, I would imagine that you also need to consider what you're going to do when it comes to health insurance if you retire before 65.
Yeah, you're on top of this, Sean.
Yes.
This is great. And we do whole shows devoted to this, but looking at, you know, nobody really listens to us till it's affecting them. They're like, I'm the one who's going to retire and I better be getting everything organized. So obviously health insurance is one of the biggest deals when we're talking about retirement. So if you're going to retire prior to age 65, this is when we really need to sit down and devise a plan for you. So we talk about some age parameters people need to be aware of. And everybody here is age 62, and that is actually the earliest age when you can start receiving Social Security retirement benefits. Most people know that. In fact, they count down till that day when they can potentially first pull their first benefit. But 65 is actually the age where you become eligible for Medicare. And of course, Medicare is the federal health insurance program we have here in the United States. So age 65 is kind of a target because you can suddenly turn on some health insurance. And that program, it consists of Part A, Part B for hospital medical insurance, Part C, Part D for prescription plans. So if you're retiring more than 1 year before age 65, you might be looking at purchasing some major medical insurance for yourself or utilizing the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, when we're looking at using the Affordable Care Act, you have to understand that there are some income-based subsidies that can lower your monthly premium. So you might want to look into that. And those are guaranteed issues. So regardless of your health history, they will cover pre-existing conditions. And your rate actually can't be based on any negative health history. So you're going to want to look at that as a potential alternative for yourself. You also might want to consider COBRA insurance through a previous employer if you were let go. There's faith-based health care plans out there, and also part-time work. So if you are working part-time, we've mentioned these before, there's companies out there like Chipotle and Costco, Home Depot, etc., that offer health insurance for even part-time work. So for many people, they can afford an early retirement. However, that health insurance really is the kicker. So you want to be very careful. Honestly, I have had people show up, tell me they've quit their job and they don't have any health insurance and because they just decided one day they're going to retire. And I know that's hard to believe, but there are people that do that. They just get fed up. They walk out and say, now what do I do? And we're planners. We want to make sure that all of these little ducks are in the right row for you.
And as you mentioned, we've done really, really good in-depth programs in the past covering all of these things when it comes to insurance, health coverage. And you can always go back and listen at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Listen back to those podcasts. Also get to know Kloss Financial on that website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll talk about some more considerations you need to be thinking about besides income and health insurance. If you're planning for an early retirement, we'll do that in the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to REI Co-op. We'll do that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't checked out the website, klossfinancial.com, definitely check that out. Again, that's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Kind of wrapping up this week's conversation about retiring early or considering pre-65 retirement. What are some of those other considerations that folks should be thinking about besides income and health insurance if they're planning for that early retirement?
Yeah, as Malia mentioned in that previous segment, we love the idea of an early retirement. We're not against it. We're for it. There's even this thing called FIRE, the FIRE movement, Financial Independence Retire Early. That's the acronym. We think these are cool, trendy even. But what we would just say, and what you're hearing on the show, is there's definitely some things to be aware of, especially if you're responsible for more than just yourself. So a couple other just minor things to be aware of. If you're considering an early retirement and carrying debt retirement, it makes it much more expensive. Malia, I feel like this is the third time we've hit on this just in this show alone. Yes, we debt. We want to mitigate the amount of debt that you have headed into a retirement, but especially an early retirement. Also, make sure that you've taken care of any large home improvements if you're planning on retiring early. So some people choose to retire early and like travel the United States in a mobile home. So this may not be you, but if you're planning on retiring and you're going to be in your home, the last thing you want to do is retire early and then have like $150,000 of house fix-ups you have to do. So you want to try to get those things out of the way while you have consistent income coming in. And then finally, make sure you've figured out what you really want to do in retirement prior to retiring. Malia mentioned it, but we often will have people come in and just say, I was just fed up and I'm done. And we get it. That can make some sense. But then we go, well, you've literally worked 50 hours a week for 35 years. Your body and your mind are going to struggle to deal with that reality when you wake up the day after retirement. So often there can be wisdom in just saying, what are you going to do? What are your hobbies? Do you want to work part-time? Or maybe even just talk to your employer about backing down your hours. And finally, probably the greatest wisdom of all, speak to your financial advisor about this stuff. We're really not trying to force you into our organization. Maybe this is a trusted friend or your accountant, whatever it might be. But we would just say, talk to somebody who has retired thousands of times themselves before you jump into one of the biggest decisions of your life.
Great guidance, great direction there as well. Of course, as you've probably heard the running theme, plan this week. And that's an important part of this. Been listening to the program. You'd like to get to know CJ Malia and the team at Kloss Financial, they'd love to talk with you. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first conversation at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that number as well. Just a moment, we'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week, but also the website. I haven't mentioned that, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to get to know Kloss and their separate divisions. Also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to REI. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age do you become eligible for Medicare? Is it age 60 or age 65? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card. And of course, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, I know we're off next week. You guys have a Merry Christmas and look forward to seeing you again just before the end of the year.
Thanks, John.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.